Brothers and sisters, today we are celebrating the feast of the baptism of Jesus, which reminds us our own baptism. This baptism is like the third manifestation of Jesus to the world or to the crowd. The readings, the first reading and the second reading, reminded us his first manifestation. We remember what we celebrated on Christmas. We remember that God came to dwell with us, to be in us, and he brought to the whole world the salvation. That what we had in the first reading, my servant will bring you justice, and you will be at peace. And that manifestation, as you remember it, Jesus manifested first to the raw people, the shepherd. You remember when the angel appeared to them and told them what happened to Nazareth and Bethlehem, how they went and they found Jesus, baby weak, a very weak baby, laying in a manger. That first manifestation was a call for all of us, especially the raw people, to know that Jesus brings salvation to all those people, especially the raw one. Last Sunday, we remember what we celebrated. We celebrated that journey of the Magi, those people who are intellectuals, those people who are wealthy, those people who are rich, politicians, and all those people who are well doing in this world, how they went far away to see, guided by the star, to see the baby Jesus. They saw him. We remember. They saw him, and that was also a great sign that the salvation of Jesus is without any discrimination. Jesus is for all. Jesus came for all of us. And what we are celebrating today is that journey of all those people who saw Jesus, rich as poor, no any discrimination, how they wanted to be transformed by that great news that they had received. We heard how they went to see John, and during the Advent, you remember how all those people in their different position, how they went to see John, and following his teachings, the way they were asking him, what could we do? What can I do? What could we do? I'm a soldier, I'm a policeman, I'm a businessman, I'm doing this, but what can I do? You remember the teachings of John was repent, and that's the only way of making his way straight. So today we hear these people who went to be baptized because the baptism was the only sign and the only way to reach to that repentance. And remember that the baptism of John was for two purposes. The first one was repentance, and the second one, like the first one, was the forgiveness of sins. So why are we celebrating the baptism of Jesus today, while Jesus was sinless? Jesus is God. He didn't commit any sin, but we see him being baptized today by John. Why are we celebrating this baptism? We heard how you can, let's just have this beautiful image of the crowd that were being baptized by John in the river of Jordan, and see Jesus behind them, right with them, just waiting. What beautiful image. But we heard how these people, most of them didn't really know. They were baptized, but they didn't really know what means the baptism. Because what brought them there, we heard it in this gospel. They wanted to make sure, to be sure that John was Jesus. They wanted to know whether John was Jesus. And we had him, we had John always revealing who his identity and the identity of Jesus as well. You know, me, I'm baptizing you because of that repentance and the forgiveness of sins. I'm using this water, but the one who comes after me and who is with us today, he will baptize you with the fire and the Holy Spirit. That spirit that guides us, that spirit that strengthens us, he will baptize you. And we had the Holy Spirit during the baptism of Jesus. The baptism of Jesus, we can take it once for all today. The baptism of Jesus, Jesus, true God and the true man, as we confess it in our confession, Jesus was baptized in order to sanctify water and also in order to identify with us men and to show us that the baptism was the only way to reach out to him. If he came for the first manifestation, he shared with us our humanity. He came and he shared with us our humanity, with our sinful situation. But for him, he didn't sin. And he shared also to us, with us, his divinity. Because he wanted to show us that the way he came down to be with us, he wanted to teach us the way to go up to meet with him and to live with him. Not only him, because during the baptism, we see the presence of the Trinity, the presence of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We see that. Which means we are required. Whenever we do the sign of the cross, whenever we make the sign of the cross, we should be proud because we are inviting God the Father. We are thanking him to send us God the Son to be with us. And we are thanking him to be with us in the sign of the Holy Spirit, who moves us, who strengthens us, who helps us to act and react. Sometimes we are shameful whenever we are with those people who are not Catholics or who do not believe. How do we make that sign of the cross? Always we do it shameless. Shameful. We do it shameful. We don't want people to know that we are Catholic and we are convinced. If we were proud of our identity as a Catholic, we should be making the sign of the cross proudly to let them know that we believe in this. Because God is always with us, God is always in us, and God wants us to be with all those people to represent him in the sign of the Holy Spirit. This is the presence of the Trinity in our life. So, brothers and sisters, I don't want to be wrong during this homily, but let's just have one thing. This baptism of Jesus reminds us our own baptism. We were baptized. Why were we baptized? What are the promises that we make in our baptism, and how are we keeping those promises? This should be the reflection today, our reflection of the baptism of Jesus, reminding us our own baptism. Let's take just maybe two questions, just a small one. How often do I remember to pray for the priest who baptized me? How often? I don't even remember his name. I was baptized when I was a child. My parents didn't tell me the name of the priest who baptized me. I'm not sure if he was a deacon or priest or bishop or pope. Why not? He came to Rwanda, right? He came to Rwanda, but John Paul II, but I was older. My bishop, the cardinal whom you know, he was ordained by John Paul II when he came to Rwanda. There are many people who were baptized at that time, but how often myself do I pray for that priest who baptized me? That one who baptized me. That's the very difficult question. But how often do I check on those godchildren? My godchildren, how often do I check on them? Honestly, since I arrived here, maybe I have been communicating with one or two, yet I have five or six. How often do I check on my godfather? How often? How often do you check on your God families? Maybe God families, if I can say so, I'm not sure. How often you took your children to the baptism and you found for them maybe the parents, the worthy parents who could help you to raise them in faith, and you never talk with them? Maybe you had some conflict, maybe you have some jealousy, maybe you have some interest, maybe you have something going on and you never check on them, and that's it. I would like to remind you that baptism means mission. Jesus was baptized, and after his baptism, immediately he went into the mission to proclaim. And remember, during our baptism, the promises that we made in our baptism, the first one was to renounce sin, the second one was to follow Jesus Christ, and the third one was to proclaim his gospel, to let people know him well. So this is our turn today to ask ourselves, how did I keep those promises? How am I helping people to know Jesus? How am I helping those workmates, family members, relatives, neighbors? How am I helping them to know Jesus? If we are not at that point, it means that we were baptized not because we were converted, but because we wanted to make sure, as these guys, whether John the Baptist was Jesus. Maybe we took our children to baptize, we baptized our children because we wanted to live that social moment, social time. Because we wanted to show to others that we believe in this, but indeed inside there is nothing. May God help us today to remember our promises, to value our baptism, and may God help us especially to make his name known wherever we are and in whatever we are doing. Amen.